Alyssa Severin has plenty of energy. The 5-year-old Nebraska girl loves to play and jump on her family's trampoline. But it hasn't always been this way. Her adoptive mother, Stephanie Severin, remembers Alyssa as a newborn baby.
Just kind of out of it, just kind of in her own little world.
She had a very blank look on her face. She wasn't real responsive, very, very small.
That's Kevin Severin, Alyssa's dad. The couple became Alyssa's foster parents a few days after she was born prematurely, weighing less than 5 pounds, and with methamphetamine in her system. Premature delivery is common for meth-addicted mothers. Alyssa's birth mother had a history of drug use. She fled the hospital shortly after Alyssa was born. Stephanie Severin says Alyssa's first year was tough for everyone.
There was a lot of nights where she was up crying all night long. I couldn't console her, didn't know what to do with her.
The Severins say Alyssa also suffered health effects from the residual methamphetamine in her body.
We had to watch her very carefully. She got sick quite a bit, very colicky. It's just a lot of respiratory stuff.
She just had the drugs in her system and they had to work her way out.
It's nothing new for Kathy Plato, the foster care worker who helped place Alyssa with the Severins. Plato has seen many more meth-exposed kids, including 2 she adopted into her own family.
A lot of the children will have chronic diarrhea and different things like that, or chronic ear infections we see a lot with children who've had meth exposure.
It's hard to come up with an exact count of the number of Nebraska children affected by meth, either in the womb of an addict or living in a house where meth is being made or used. Officials estimate there are hundreds, if not thousands. Glenn Elwell is a drug investigator with the Nebraska State Patrol. He's seen children in some horrific situations during his years of meth investigations.
When we interviewed the children after we made the arrest and raided the house, they talked about how they always knew when Dad was making methamphetamine because it would cause their eyes to burn. We've had parents or a parent actually trade their child for methamphetamine.
Kathy Plato, the foster care worker, says she's run into similar situations.
The power of this drug clouds every bit of judgment that they have, and they're just not thinking about the welfare of their children. They're not putting their children first, as most families do.
Greg Wright, a pediatrician and former Nebraska Health Department director, says it's hard to know what long-term effects meth exposure has on kids. That's because it's a relatively new problem, and meth is usually not the only substance involved.
We don't have the data for long term. I mean, we have not been able to organize yet a study of, you know, these kids in the long run. And there is a national effort to try to put that together so we can look at it. But from every other study of organic solvents and exposure to humans, we know that it's putting them at risk for long term problems there.
That weighs heavily on the Severins, who adopted Alyssa and another 5-year-old girl, Emily. Emily was also drug exposed. Her mother was a cocaine addict. Although they're the same age, Alyssa has been slower to develop than her sister. Stephanie Severin attributes that to the destructive power of meth. Today, the couple and their 2 daughters spend a lot of time doing simple things as a family, like gathering in their living room to work on a puzzle. Stephanie Severin says she and her husband are hopeful for Alyssa's future.
I guess I hope that because of the way that we raise her, that environment will outweigh the drugs.
For NET Radio News, I'm Mike Tobias.